Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 664, The Riches of the Urban Harvest, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I am your host and narrator. My name is Dan, and I'm here every Monday through Friday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And hey, if you want to be a part of book raffles that we do every single month and make yourself eligible for some great spreadsheet tools that are also free, come join our mailing list, and you can join at oldpodcast.com. But for now, we're going to get right to our terrific content today as we optimize your life. The Riches of the Urban Harvest by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. Things have been a little quiet around this website in recent days as Mr. Money Mustache has been lured away from the computer and out into the great outdoors for much of the past week. The weather has been outrageously nice, and the magical healing properties of Mother Nature have been working their magic on everyone in the family. I granted myself the day off work on Friday in order to bike to Boulder and meet an MMM reader for some hiking in the rocks at the edge of town. Next came Porch Club, a rotating series of parties in my neighborhood where I generally use up my entire week's personal wine drinking limit. Today was a blur of leaves and sunshine. Quite literally, Junior Stash learned the joy of making his dad rake up 4-foot-tall piles of dry leaves in the middle of the road so he could get a long run at them on his bike and smash through at top speed while I took videos. Times like this weekend remind me of the riches that are hidden in plain view within most of our immediate neighborhoods. When you hang out with the people who live nearby, you end up with some surprising benefits. Just a few examples from recent memory. Millions of peaches, peaches for free. Years ago, I helped one of the friendly older ladies of my neighborhood with some home renovation advice. As a way of thanking me, she encouraged me to help myself to peaches from the enormous and productive peach tree in her backyard. I did, and they were great. But the experience opened my eyes to the fact that there are actually peach trees all over this town. So towards the end of every summer, I visit her tree and bike through the other alleys around here, picking up huge bags of fresh peaches which nobody else picks. Most of this tasty fruit just falls to the ground and rots away. Giving the finger to the apple embargo. Is it just me, or is there something weird going on with the apple supply in this country? The prices are ridiculous. It's hard to pay less than $2 per pound, or even $3 for organic apples at the grocery stores around here, even though it is apple season and we're supposed to be rolling in them. Luckily, friendly neighbors have come to the rescue again, as there are several towering 60-year-old trees in the hood, owned by people who I have helped out in the past. These folks cannot possibly use the approximately 1,000 pounds of apples the trees produce every second year. And guess who's happy to help out with the harvesting? I just hauled home a 20-pound bag this afternoon, and boy howdy are they the most delicious apples I've ever crunched. The world's best lawnmower. If you've ever read my post entitled Muscle Over Motor, you know I'm a big fan of the old-fashioned reel mower for cutting the grass. I've used a relatively junky one for years, but this year I scored a dramatic upgrade from a surprising place, the trash bin area in the alley behind yet another neighbor's house. This really good mower was being tossed simply because the low-quality steel handle had broken. After checking with the neighbor that they indeed did not want it, I brought it home, fired up the welder, and created a much stronger and more caveman-y looking handle for it. Since then, my mowing duties have been a breeze, and the mower itself always draws many an envious eye from the other men on my street, who are still stuck sucking the fumes of their gasoline mowers and leaf blowers, the lawn care equivalent of a catheter and a bedpan. Shortly after I renovated that mower, another nearby person disassembled an unwanted redwood deck, placing the still-good surface boards out by the street with a free sign. With several upcoming deck projects in my own plans, I loaded the stash into my van and stacked it in my lumber storage area for use in the near future. Approximate value, $300. Sharing and bartering as if money had never been invented. I've had the privilege of doing renovation work on at least 5 of the houses on my little block alone, and I couldn't even tell you the number if you stretch the radius out a few more blocks. In several of these cases, the work has turned into a partnership or a trading of labor. I'll help you build your deck, and you can help me paint my house next week. Or I'll lend you my cement mixer, and maybe you can lend me your garden tiller in the spring. The level of sharing has grown to be quite abundant. So now you see beer, wine, garden produce, honey, keys to houses, cars, trucks, and remote cabins, children, and all sorts of advice and knowledge flowing between the households, all in a physical environment that can be traversed on foot within about 5 minutes, without the need to even put on your socks and shoes. These bits of local trade enrich all the members of the community, and they are better than just the retail equivalent we could get down at the big box stores for several reasons. They come with trust and social connection, some of the greatest sources of happiness. They are immune to employment conditions or recession, and they let everyone produce value even in their free time outside of work, increasing their net income and savings rate without even realizing they are working. It is little things like the stories you just heard that make me happy to live in a city with many other people around, optimistic about the general prospects of our species as a whole, and happy to be retired so I have more time to take part in it all. For many of us working towards early retirement, getting in the habit of building connections in the neighborhood is like planting seeds for future wealth, and I recommend it highly. Update: one reader pointed me to a new community website and iPhone app called iNaturalist.org. It's free, and you can take pictures of the natural highlights, including edible ones, of your own area, and they will be shared with other iNaturalists. This is just the type of effort I love to see people making. So I've installed the app on my own phone and will start adding some things around my own town. It's new, so I may be the first Colorado entry. You just listened to the post titled "The Riches of the Urban Harvest" by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And just a quick reminder that you can be in raffles to win books from us. We do giveaways each and every month, plus get free spreadsheets, life tips, quotes, and more delivered to you weekly if you are part of our free newsletter. And to join, simply come by oldpodcast.com. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for being here and listening all the way through. I will see you tomorrow for our Friday show. That's where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.